Welcome to the Bangtan Epiphany, episode 62. This week, we ask the question, who's your bias? And we attempt to answer that for BTS. Now, they have yet to contact us and confirm all this, so let's clown it up until they do.
So, Rocky.
Yeah.
Who is your bias right now?
What? This is how you ambush me?
This is the ambush.
My bias right now.
Right this second.
Okay, so if you like ask the question and then it's just like the first person who pops into your head.
Yeah, who was it?
It was Tay.
That's so funny.
Yeah, right? What about you? So, bam.
It was Tay.
Oh.
We're really feeling Tay lately.
It's a Tay-Tay day.
Tay-Tay day. Oh, he's easy to bias. They all are.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, Namjoon.
Mm.
I was watching some Namjoon speeches, and I'm like, this guy. This guy and his speeches.
Them speeches.
He's insane. Like, the eloquence of his words just stuns me. And you can tell, like, even when you're... Right, like reading a translation, you're still like blown away by how thoughtful and serious and like, I don't, just emotionally resonant his words are. Hmm. He just seems so genuine and also wise. Like, where the hell does he get off being so young and being so smart?
Yeah, right.
You know?
What, does he read books?
He reads a lot. Look, I read a lot of books.
Yeah.
Well, I used to. Now all I watch is BTS content, but before...
We just watch BTS read books.
I've just always been blown away by him. The things that he says. So yesterday it was Namjoon. And that's the thing. Like, your bias changes. For me, it changes on the daily.
Mm, yeah.
Right? It's just whoever I'm thinking of that day and like why I admire them, you know, why I like them. And sometimes it's just because they were damn cute. And I'm like, damn, they're cute. They're my bias for today. Yeah,
today you get it.
You win, you adorable puppy. it's just fun. Yeah, like, yeah. Some people, I think, take the bias thing too seriously. You're not supposed to take it too seriously. It's supposed to just be fun.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, like, who you admire and who's catching your attention and, like... I don't know. I think it's super fun. So I had this weird idea.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think BTS's biases are?
Yeah. No, this is for real.
Who is their bias? I thought we could try to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, how should we do it? Should we go fan chant order?
Fan chant order? Let's do fan chant order.
And that'll test us to see if we get it right.
I mean, we know the fan chant order. That's not hard.
Hey, tell that to RM.
Look, he gets a little confused around the middle.
I mean, I get it.
Seven people's a lot of people.
In a way, they're all babies to him.
It's true. Okay, who is RM's BTS bias?
Hmm. This is hard.
This is hard. You have to give evidence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It can't just be some wild opinion. You have to give reasons.
Okay, so I think it changes as well.
Yeah.
I got a strong case for like Yoongi.
Okay.
And
unexpected
Tae.
Answer. Okay.
Okay. That's what I'm going.
So you got to pick one though.
I'm gonna go with Yoongi.
All right. RM's bias is Yoongi. And why do you think so?
I only think that just because, like, they're kind of like the bros, right? Like,
yeah.
I just think back to, like, them two, like, figuring things out. and like the camaraderie and all that, you know, and like just like it's more of like he's my bias that I respect or whatever, right? Like, yeah. That, like, that's the thing. Respect.
His music hung.
Yeah.
His brother in music.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been writing BTS songs since 2010.
Yeah, yeah. Just right? Been going at it for 10 years.
11 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I like that answer. That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to say that Namjoon's bias is Jungkook.
Mm.
And here's why I think it's Jungkook.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few reasons. Back when, in BTS Attic, I love that interview so much. If you haven't seen the Attic, it's so good. It was the Festa get together. It's an hour long. They have all these questions from 2019.
Yeah.
It's an amazing video. It's on YouTube. In that, Namjoon says that, you know, there were two moments in his life that defined his life, and they were, you know, joining Big Hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, and then when Jungkook joined. And I think the reason he said that is because, you know, Jungkook is their main vocalist. He's their center. He was so prominent, right? He is so prominent in BTS songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the dance, he's such an important center to their group and to their songs. And, you know, Namjoon is so important on the other side. He is their primary lyricist. It's like, tell me a song that Namjoon didn't contribute to.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, he contributes to nearly every BTS song. I can't think of one that, off the top of my head, that he wasn't contributor on. And he's such a profound lyricist.
Yeah.
And so I think that because Jungkook is their main vocalist, like, he kind of has to take, he's writing Jungkook's words, you know, he's been writing Jungkook's words for this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes the point of view of the person he's writing for. I mean, that's what's amazing about Namjoon is Namjoon's lyrics are on songs, are on solo songs, and he helps the members with their lyrics. And the way he does that is by kind of putting himself in their shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
And trying to understand them to convey what they're feeling, right? To convey the theme of the song.
Yeah, yeah. And that kind of reminds me of that moment with Tae. Where Tae's looking up at the stars and...
Oh, God.
Yeah. In season 4, Bon Voyage.
The feels. The feels are so strong. Man, it's so emotional to, like, go through 7, Map of the Soul 7, and then rewatch Bon Voyage 4 and see, like, them constructing all these songs. That moment with Tae was so adorable. And he really did capture that moment that they had looking at the stars together.
Yeah, yeah.
In that song.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. I was thinking of this, like, crazy complexity, which I don't think we should incorporate. But I feel like I was going for, like, Namjoon bias, and you went for RM bias.
Ooh.
Right?
That's interesting.
But that's like, we're exponentially getting
so
crazy.
So RM's here. Bias is Jungkook, but Namjoon's bias is Yoongi. Oh, I mean, that makes kind of sense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he really does respect Suga, like, so much. And as, like, producers and lyricists, like, they probably relate to each other the most.
Mm-hmm.
And J-Hope, too. I mean, let's not leave out J-Hope
of
that equation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's why it's the thing. Like, yeah, biases change day for day for us. But, you know, it could be said the same. I'm sure BTS or OT7, you know what I'm saying?
BTS are definitely OT7, guys. Yeah, they've made that pretty clear. yeah, okay, I like our answers. I like our answers so far.
All right, we get a pass. Let's try out the next one.
Okay, this one's hard.
Is it? Let's see.
What Jin's do you think? Bias? This is going to be hard. I mean, it's hard to not say that Jin's bias is Jin.
Yeah, yeah, right. Because he loves himself, right? Come on.
He does, and he doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
He also, I mean, Jin is this two-sided person. He's like so wonderful and just being hilarious and charming about how much he thinks he is handsome beautiful. And he's teasing and playful. But then he's also this other side where he's insecure and he has dark thoughts. And he's really a harsh critic of himself.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a good answer. But is it fair? Is it allowed? I think it is.
I think that one of the things that Jin did and that made him so wonderful and so easy to stand is that he kind of fell in love with Jin, the persona. He really loves who Jin is as a member of BTS. And he sees a difference between who he is and his persona. And he's kind of like constructed his persona to be someone he admires.
Yeah.
That he can pursue. Yeah. So I think that saying that he is his bias is pretty accurate.
Yeah. And I fully agree. But in the just the, I mean, that's the answer. But I got to give an alternate.
Okay. Okay.
And... You know, you want to say RM because of just the sheer weight that RM takes off Jin's shoulders, right? Like, I think he's like, he'll always be grateful for that. Like, I don't have to be I can be the oldest, but I don't have to be the leader, right? Because that is a lot of weight to be the leader. So I see that, like, respect there, but I definitely love the relationship with Jungkook.
Yeah, me too.
Right, because then he's like, we can be maknaes together, or whatever. And I really see that as kind of a bias for him.
His bias is Jungkook.
Yeah,
we've said that. Now we're saying two people's bias is Jungkook. Jungkook's a popular choice, which is totally fair.
Now I'm only saying that for the sake of argument, maknae. Because I obviously agree that Jin's bias is Jin.
Jin's bias is Jin. Yeah, I like that. Is his second bias or his the other answer would be Jungkook.
Yeah.
I think that's true. I think he admires... They all admire how easy things seem to come to Jungkook and how reliable he is. I mean, they all rely on him.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that is really important. He's a dance line. He's the main vocalist. Like, he's so reliable.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good answer. But Jin's true bias.
Yeah.
Is Jin.
Come on.
Come on.
How can you not? He's worldwide handsome.
It's Jin. He's amazing. Okay. Okay. Awesome. Now, this one I think is going to be really hard. Minyoongi. August D. Suga. Who is his bias? You go first. Who do you think his bias is?
Okay. Here we go. Yoongi. I'm gonna go with J-Hope.
You stole it out of my mouth.
I knew cheater. I knew that it was possibility that it was in there bouncing around. J-Hope was just bouncing around in your brain.
Come on now.
But I was thinking about something this morning. Yoongi being like, okay, he's in desperate, dire straits. He has no clean clothes. This is probably something that would never happen because clothes are just offered to him. But he has no clean clothes. And J-Hope's like, just wear some of my clothes. And he's like, you think people will notice? And then, bam, photo shoot where he's wearing the outfit.
He totally looks like he's cosplaying J-Hope. Yeah. He has the little flowers and everything.
Yeah.
He's totally cosplaying J-Hope. And he loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Oh yeah. And there's other times when... he's definitely got that, like...
Hawaii, where he's like, soap. Look, let's be soap.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves soap, okay? He's the hung of soap.
And also that, but like, he loves the energy that J-Hope gives him, right? Yeah. It's like J-Hope's his battery.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. When he's feeling tired and he's losing his motivation, he needs J-Hope.
Yeah, to like give him the photo shoot's been dragging on for 12 hours and he's like, I need J-Hope to smile so we can get through this photo shoot. Yeah.
It's true. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking about how much when J-Hope's around Yoongi's just happy. Yeah, he's just so happy.
I mean, that might just be that infectious energy that is J-Hope, you know?
Yeah, but I think he makes it really clear how much J-Hope makes him happy. So I think J-Hope being his bias is a pretty good answer.
I stole it from you, though.
You totally stole it from me.
Do you have an alternate example?
Of course I have an alternate example.
Are you sure?
I am very sure.
Could you think of one?
I can think of one.
What do you got?
Jimin. Obviously.
You don't say.
Definitely Jimin. I think that Jimin deserves points for putting Yoongi's song across his chest. He gets okay. those points, right?
Yeah. Go on. He gets some bias points.
A way to get into Yoongi's heart. Show that you really love and understand in his music. And yes, he's going to appreciate that. But also, they're just...
Are there any other examples you could think of?
They're very close. They're very close. So, like, I think it's Jimin is his friend bias.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, they just leave us little tidbits here and there. But, like, he has Jimin as his background on his phone. And then, like, when they're talking about Yoongi, when he's in recovery, Jimin's the one who has talked to him the most recently. Jimin's the one who's calling him. They went home together for Chuseok, and like, they are really close. A lot of like, even the soulmate fights, you know, the 95s, it's like, well, the fight resolved when I was drinking with Yoongi and telling him about the fight and Tae came and found us. Like, the Jimin and Yoongi, I think are together a lot, off screen, right? They are close friends, and it's not necessarily what we see like in the shows and in Bon Voyage and stuff. You don't see them interact like a ton, but whenever they're talking about each other, it's obvious that they're really close.
Yeah.
And I think that must be, they must have the sweetest relationship, because Jimin is such a sweetheart and he's such a emotional caretaker. And Yoongi is so soft and honest about his emotions. I bet they have amazing conversations. Yeah, I'd love to be a fly on the wall for one of their conversations, man.
See, but now you just got me like jumping forward to Jimin because I'm thinking about all these things.
We're doing it in order, bro. Come on.
I know. No, it's you that jumped ahead.
I didn't jump ahead. I'm just saying that his bias is Jimin.
Yeah, yeah.
I think his bias is being J-Hope and Jimin is really, really fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That I love that when they're doing those ridiculous photo shoots, and then there was like Jimin just did a shot and they framed it, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they actually put it on their wall.
No, it's beautiful.
One of the studios that they use to do like lives and stuff.
Yeah.
And Yoongi said that that's his background.
Yeah, yeah.
His good boy Jimin.
I mean, it's a wonderful picture.
It's so funny. He looks about like 17 years old in it. It's really cute.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, since we're on the subject of Jimin, just real quick. I mean, that's what's cool about Jimin is his ability to adapt. So like you see him with RM and he gets real like intellectual and philosophical and thinking about certain things. And so, yeah, it'd be cool like what he's like with Suga and the others, right?
There's not a lot of video of just the two of them interacting.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually. So my understanding of how close they are is just things like, you know, whenever the members are talking about like where's Yoongi or what's Yoongi doing or something like that, just notice it's always Jimin who answers.
Mm-hmm.
Jimin's the one who's talked to him most recently. And I don't know if Jimin's like that with all of them. I could almost believe it. Because it seems like he is best friends with six people. But you're right. He's different with each of them.
Yeah.
His attitude is totally different. And one of the things I noticed about Jim, and because he's one of those people who always adapts to whoever he's with.
Yeah.
You know, serious and philosophical with RM, totally dramatic and playful with Tay, like really physical and like playing games like in this really physical way with Jungkook, being silly and sassy with Jin. Like he adapts to whoever he's with.
Yeah.
The funny thing for me is how I see him with Yoongi, because when he talks to Yoongi, he is the most confident. He is the most sassy. He has like the least like politeness with person, and that's Yoongi. No one treats Yoongi like Jimin does. Everyone else treats Yoongi like pretty respectfully, and like they're a little intimidated by him. I mean, not lately. They just do puppy piles all the time now. They have none of that.
Yeah.
But in the past, you could see, like, people were a little scared of Yoongi. Not Jimin. Jimin's just like, nope, Yoongi's just adorable and that's it.
Yeah.
And I like that. That shows how close they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that he's, you can catch, like, Jimin saying his name as Yoongi instead of Yoongi Hung.
Yeah.
I can't see anyone else doing that to Yoongi besides Jin, right? Who's older.
Yeah. No, that's for real. You can definitely see it. I think some of the cooking episodes were good for that.
Oh, man. The cooking episodes. You have to laugh as soon as they come into your mind.
Yeah.
This is so much comedic gold.
I mean, and that's the most recent one where... One of the things I was thinking about where Suga was giving instructions and then Jimin was like relaying them to RM and RM was like, I'm not having this right now.
Because Jimin did it in that like disrespectful, like I'm older, you're younger way to Namjoon, and it really pissed Namjoon off.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like Jimin can't piss Yoongi off.
Yeah.
It's kind of impossible. And so you can tell how... You can tell just from that, his secret bias. So Yoongi's secret bias is Jimin, but his very vocal bias is Jimin. Oh,
okay, that's what we're going with. I like it.
Okay, who's next?
J-Hope.
Mr. J-Hope. This one's hard.
Yeah.
J-Hope loves his members so equally, right? He's so consistent. He's like the opposite of Jimin. Jimin is different with each of the members. J-Hope's the same with each of the members, right?
Mm. Yeah, this is hard. I really see, like, kind of like he's got all his babies, like the MACNAE line, right? And I really do see...
Oh, come on. He thinks all of them are babies.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying the way he looks at them, I really see him as, like, he's looking at his babies.
He's so cute. Right? He just adores them. He adores the MACNAE so much.
Yeah.
I just love it. They'll do something and he'll burst out laughing. Like he's so, he like thinks fall they're on the ground so laughing. Adorable.
Yeah.
He cannot get over it.
It just reminded me of that time when they're in New York though. And he's like, come on, Jungkook. But it was Jimin. And
Jimin was like, so bad.
He's like, I'm out of here.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true. He's very MACNAE line biased, I guess you're saying. It's because he just loves his babies so much and he finds them so hilarious and cute.
Yeah, they're like a pure constant source of entertainment for him.
Yeah. We get it, J-Hope. We agree.
Yeah.
I was going to say that totally on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
That J-Hope's bias would be Namjoon.
Yeah. No, that was the secret one I had in my pocket.
But I stole it.
I know. You can have it.
All right.
We can share things.
And I think that J-Hope can be like the most relaxed, the most calm with Namjoon out of anyone. So like in their relationship was kind of interesting because they both like become less energetic and colorful when they're with each other. But that almost makes me feel like they're much more relaxed.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, one thing to remember is they're same age friends.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that was kind of really brought to light, I think, during Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because they were saying, like, yeah, we're very close. Like, we hang out a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you know the rap line is spending the most time together when they're producing, because they're producing all this music together and they're working on it constantly. But also just, like, J-Hope and Namjoon seem very simpatico. Like, they're kind of like the two leaders of BTS. J-Hope's the performance leader. Namjoon's the leader. And they, because they are so serious and they put so much time into their work, it's almost like they, when they're together and they don't have to talk about work, they can just finally, like, let their hair down.
Yeah. And that's cool. Like, being able to just, like, be completely relaxed around someone.
Yeah. And know what each other needs.
Yeah.
Know that, like, if they're going to spend time together and they can chill, they can just have fun together and they're not worried because they know how responsible each other is in every other moment.
Yeah. And I love how Namjoon's always kind of like the hype man for J-Hope. But, like, I was thinking about with Boy With Love, just that part where he's like, Hope World, like he's hyping him right before.
He added in Hope World. Oh, yeah, I love that.
Right before his verse. It's really cool.
They support each other so much. Yeah, they're really good friends. They're besties.
Yeah.
I love that. And that's another relationship you don't see a lot on screen, because I think it's like a relationship that does take place in the off-screen real moments so much.
Yeah. Whereas like the 95s, they reenact like period piece dramas with each other. So like, yeah, we're filming that. Like, that's just how they are.
Yeah. But you're skipping ahead.
I know. Okay. I'm always jumping forward. But
always jumping ahead. Well, speaking of jumping. All right, here we go. Who is Jimin's bias? I'd like to say that I think Jimin is the most OT7 person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He loves six people in this world to an extreme degree.
Yeah. And it's almost like he, like, well, that's the thing. He's like this perfect, like malleable person that he can fit in with everyone, right?
He's one of those people who does kind of adapt himself to whoever he's with.
Yeah, like he's got a filter for everyone. Yeah,
right? Exactly. I mean, that's what he talks about. And yeah. I know people like this, and I think it's kind of it's a charming personality. It's kind of like they get so into whoever they're talking to or whoever they're with. When they really like someone, they can't help but sort of like get wrapped up in that person's world. And that's how Jimin is. He's just very caring and very interested. He would be such a, like a great friend, you know? Yeah. He's a really, really good friend. So he, when he's with Tae, he's 100% in Tae-Tae land.
Yeah. I mean, that's why this question's so difficult.
When he's with Namjoon, he's like serious and philosophical and thoughtful, but still playful. When he's with J-Hope, he's like, he's got this like bright energy. He reflects J-Hope's wonderful energy back to him. And they're just like, they become almost this like sun of energy together. Yeah. Like every person he is kind of different with and he adapts to them.
Yeah. Okay. I think I got something.
Who is Jimin's bias? I mean, I already brought up the tattoo. So
I know, right?
we got one thing.
I'm going to go with Jungkook.
Jimin's bias is Jungkook. Okay, explain that one to me.
So I'm going with that because you kind of mentioned how, like, with J-Hope, you know, he's got the energy reverberations and things like that, right? But I still feel that there's that power dynamic of the age thing, right?
Yeah. Well, also, not J-Hope's his dance leader. Yeah, and he's a dancer.
Yeah, exactly. First. So he very much looks up to him. Yeah. But it's not really a negative. But with Jungkook, he has kind of the same thing where he is getting the energy of the dance and the performance with Jungkook. But for Jimin, he is in the higher position. And so it relieves some of that stress or whatever. And I believe that's freeing for him.
And I think they do a lot of practices together. They spend a lot of time together,
mm-hmm.
Because they're very serious about their dance. They are also like people who over prepare, right? Mm. Practice more than they need to because they're such perfectionists about the performance.
Exactly.
I mean, that's true about J-Hope too, of course. But like, yeah, I see what you mean. Because J-Hope's the dance leader, there's always a little bit of like distance there.
Yeah, it's kind of like the hung teach me or senpai, you know, notice me. But yeah.
Well, also, Jungkook's the same age as Jimin's little brother, who I think he's really close to.
Yeah.
So he has this, a very, like, Jungkook became his little brother. And he's the only one who's younger than Jimin. So it's nice that he has that dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. If you're going to do it just based on a relationship, it's like, he has a soulmate in the group.
Oh, yeah, that's for real.
So, I mean, I would say that Jimin's bias is Tae. Jimin's bias is Taehyung. Jimin is like one of the reasons that I love Tae as much as I do is seeing Taehyung through Jimin's eyes.
Well, that's the thing is like Jimin is the perfect Tae translator.
He's a Tae translator. He's a Tae wrangler. He just really loves him. You can tell how much Jimin loves Taehyung because he is like just there for him. He's such a loyal friend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if Tae's doing something wrong, Jimin will be the first to smack him, right?
Yeah.
If anyone mistreats Taehyung, Jimin will be the first person to fight for him. And I love that. I love that, like, Jimin's just on Tae's side and he's just there for Tae and he's no matter what.
I mean, that's a good friend that will not only fight for you, but fight you.
Like, but fight against you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's going to push Taehyung to be a better person. But he's going to protect Taehyung from anyone else.
Yeah.
It's like he feels it's his responsibility to take care of Tae in all ways. I mean, I just like those moments where Taehyung is upset and they immediately go get Jimin.
Yeah, yeah.
They know that that's what they need. Tae needs Jimin.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I think Jimin really loves being that person for Tae. I don't think he resents it or anything. I think he wants to be that person for Tae. Seeing them play around in New Zealand, in Bon Voyage New Zealand, where they're still doing those games where they're like in a made-up drama that they made up on the spot.
Yeah.
And play acting together. Like, they still do that.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful. It's like they get to be... have this really playful energy with each other, and that never stops. They never stop being kind of like a safe space for each other.
Yeah, which is a nice thing to have, right?
So nice.
Yeah.
I think that that's true, but God, you could make an argument for any of them.
That's for real. I mean, we gotta make sure not to lose sight of like the definition of bias, right?
Yeah, okay. Because sometimes bias just means favorite. But I feel like it's the person who, for me personally, like what bias means is like, it's the person that I'm identifying with the most right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the person who like, I feel like I can understand. Like, I like them so much because I feel like I get them.
I guess that's why it's hard for Jimin, like to pick Jimin's because... he's so good with everyone.
Because I would say Namjoon is his bias. I mean, when I see him interacting with Namjoon, learning lyrics, learning music, talking about life, he's so like into it. He's so excited about Namjoon's point of view. You can tell that he just really wants to impress Namjoon.
Yeah, yeah.
And get approval from him. He's just like starstruck by Namjoon. I mean, he's lived with the guy for like a decade and he still acts like Namjoon is this amazing glowing star, right?
Yeah.
And so you can tell how much he like really, really admires him. And then who's gonna play along with Jin's pranks and Jin's playfulness and sweetness more than Jimin? who's going to laugh at Jin's jokes more than Jimin? You know, like that's what I'm saying. You could pick any one of them and you could make an argument for how Jimin loves them the most.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's why it's difficult. I definitely like, you know, soulmates. Come on.
Soulmates.
How can you refute that?
You can't. They wrote a song about it. Exactly. Just so we all would know.
It's canon.
It's canon. I love their relationship. I love that they are like, they're almost like their high school relationship has defined their friendship.
Yeah.
So they're always so like playful together. It brings out this really playful side. And I think that's so much fun. It's so great to have a friend like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that they're just really relying on each other.
Yeah. And like running and rolling in the snow together.
Oh my God. It's so amazing. Oh, and they're kind of like, they're kind of different and they're kind of the same.
Yeah.
And I love that about the 95s. I love that they cause trouble and drama and that they're so much fun. There's no wrong answer for Jimin bias. There's just no wrong answer. Yeah. That's what I'm concluding.
Well, okay, OT7.
OT7. I created a Patreon because I wanted to make like my own crafty, merchy, like stuff, you know, like bracelets and postcards and bookmarks and photo cards. So you can find us on Patreon, The Bangtan Epiphany, and we'll have some sweet merch to send back to you, unofficial crafty merch. So if you did want to support us, amazing. This is just Emily making you something out of love, out of our mutual love for BTS. Byron wants you to know to come say hi to him on Twitter at BTS Epiphany Pod. Is that right, Byron? Yeah. And he says, support the show on Patreon, The Bangtan Epiphany on Patreon. And thank you for supporting our show. Thanks, guys. Tay-Tay.
Okay, Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay's bias.
Without, we got to say it in more than just one word, though. You know? Because
this is obvious, guys. This one is like, if it's not clear to you already, come on now.
It could be defined in one word.
Obvious. Well, which name do you want to use of his? Tell us, who is Tay-Tay's bias?
Suga.
August D.
That's right.
Yoongki Min.
The D-boy.
D-boy? Yeah, it's obviously Suga. Come on, guys. Obviously.
Like, what we have seen, just the tip of the iceberg.
He has been a fanboy of Yoongi, like, from the beginning.
That's right. In fact, I bet
from
you...
From the start.
From Daegu, he's like...
Who's that guy? They didn't know each other back
then. Tay's in the bushes.
And we just experienced the ultimate payoff of that fanboying for years.
Yeah.
In Magic Shop.
So beautiful.
When Tay-Tay finally gets to do the Dang verse, Suga's Dang verse. And how much he loves doing it. Like, if you just watch the other concerts, every time Yoongi is rapping and you can see Tay on the screen, half the time Tay is like mouthing the lyrics.
That's the thing.
He gets so into it.
Like, all of the examples are innumerable. There's so
many. Innumerable of how much of a fanboy Tay is of Suga. He has said in the that his favorite BTS songs are rap songs. He would always say that.
Mm-hmm.
And he especially loves Suga's songs. And I love that recently in Blue and Gray, Suga wrote a verse for Blue and Gray, and Namjoon did, and Tay picked Suga's.
I'm sorry, there's no contest. Like, that's just the way it is. It's also like
he understood my song better, Namjoon.
Well, it's like also that's like his bro from Daegu. Like, if you watch School Love Affair, right, when he is basically like glued to Suga during that performance.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true. Whenever they're in the in between moments, he's almost like hiding behind him. He is glued to him.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
I mean, so that's just hands down the answer for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's really clear. Okay. This one's super hard.
Jungkook?
Jungkook's bias.
Not for me.
All right.
Here we go.
Tell me.
All right. RM.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, right?
I mean, yes.
And it's pretty clear.
I mean, yes. I would say that I have a second answer, though.
Well, sure. I mean, that's fine. Let me at least... I'll stretch out my answer a little bit.
Give your reasoning here.
Okay, so there's many times, like, they've talked about their first initial encounter.
Yeah.
I believe, like, during Fallon or whatever, he's like, I walked into the dorm and RM was just standing there naked or whatever. Like, he was, like, in his underwear.
In his underwear.
And he's like... And his thighs were so strong or whatever. And, like...
I love Jungkook's.
It's so funny.
Stories. He's like, his thighs were amazing. Then I realized I must be in this band with him.
But then not only that, but there's moments where you see Jungkook like listening to RM talk and just like doing that like shocko exploding.
Jungshook.
Yeah, just like he's like, what? Like it's pretty awesome, and that's the thing I think he looks up to.
I think he admires Namjoon so much. And I think that, yeah, Namjoon is his BTS bias because of how Namjoon has created the themes and ideas of what BTS is. And so the soul behind BTS is so often Namjoon. And his lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
The direction and the ideas of BTS are coming from Namjoon. And so I totally agree. That's the Namjoon that Jungkook really admires and loves. And I think that's a pretty good answer. That's probably the answer. Like if he has a bias, it's probably Namjoon.
Yeah.
But I'd have to say that I also think it's Jimin.
Okay.
And I don't really know more Jimin than J-Hope, but I think that Jimin's way of like dancing and expressing himself on his stage is something that Jungkook super admires and super emulates.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also he's, not that, you know, J-Hope's scary, but he could be a little intimidating as a dance master, you know?
Yeah.
And Jimin's a bit more like approachable.
I think that's, I mean, I don't think that J-Hope's unapproachable.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it might be, I think that they work together a lot. And I think that I can see how much like the two of them have kind of influenced each other in terms of their like solo performances and their dance. I think the dance line is just really, they're all very ambitious dancers. They're all three really ambitious dancers. So I think they have a profound influence in each other. And the two of them have to live up to J-Hope's standards. And like J-Hope never slips.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that that's what would make it hard.
That's just what I'm that's saying what with makes the intimidation. J-Hope hard yeah, yeah.
Is because he's so perfect all the time. And he's so consistent and precise. And Jimin and Jungkook, who are also like so consistent and amazing, but still like J-Hope's just on this weird level like it shouldn't be humanly possible, but yeah, it's J-Hope. We're like,
J-Hope,
how is it possible? We don't know. No one knows. BTS doesn't even know.
I mean, a beautiful example of their relationship, I think, and seeing their differences is that 3J dance.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That they did for Home Party.
So amazing. God, I've watched that so many times.
I mean, it's such a beautiful showcase of those three as dancers.
As dancers in their kind of their different style, the style that they really like.
Yeah.
And just how incredibly skilled they are. And the fact that all three of them are doing all three routines.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just one comes to the front for their style and they still like do them all so well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I would say is that Jungkook's like dance slash performance bias is Jimin by a narrow margin over J-Hope because Jimin, I think what he does for BTS and what he figured out I think he figured it out as early on, but you really see him like come into himself in Wings, is this sort of like incredible, seductive, precise, beautiful dance performance. I mean, the lie performance, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jimin just keeps getting better and better over time with this, with his solo performances that are so like emotional and physical and sexy and intense. There's no one like Jimin for that kind of performance.
Yeah.
And I can see how Jungkook was influenced by Jimin's style and started to do his own style. And like, My Time, when I saw My Time from Matsone.
Yeah.
I was like, that definitely took a page out of Jimin's playbook.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of how to do that dance routine and how to do that performance.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's like, got to bring in Jimin to sex it up or something, right? Like,
I mean, but just not just the sexiness, but also the intensity. Because like,
yeah,
a sexy performance can come off as really like not great if the person doesn't feel it.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's not like some more intense emotions behind it, it can come off as false really easily. I think it's hard to be sexy in a performance. I think it's a little bit, you can't just physically be sexy and then be doing a song.
Well, you people are like, it's kind of like the dance was rote or whatever, right? It'll be seen as like passionless.
Right. If you don't do it to enough degree, it'll not work.
Yeah.
But it could also feel kind of like uncomfortable if you don't really believe in it and if you don't like fully embrace it.
Yeah.
And so I think it's kind of a hard thing to do. And it's very, it's a very intense thing to do too, is to be seductive to a crowd of thousands of strangers.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
And Jimin is a master of it.
Yeah.
He is a master of it. Like, his performances are so amazingly good and feel so genuine, right? He doesn't come off as false when he's doing that.
And that's the translation right there, is like, I was gonna say, like, you watch these performances and afterwards, for me, like, I'm just like breathless. Like, you're almost like exhausted. Like, you've taken in like their performance and you felt it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that the differences are like so obvious once you've seen a really, really good performance, that like, even though the physical differences and the looks and the feel might be like actually subtly different, the feeling is in magnitudes different.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it is just hundreds times more intense to watch Jimin when Jimin's feeling himself, you know, than watching someone who is awkward with doing like a sexy performance.
Yeah. And I think that's really what we've talked about. We watch these things and afterwards we're like, I need to like take a moment. Like, you need to catch your breath.
Whatever emotion that is that BTS is performing, they do it to that degree.
Yeah.
And Jimin's emotion is often like, sometimes it's sexiness, sometimes it's like sadness, sometimes it's like passion. And he does it to like, he leaves nothing out. He just never leaves anything out. He just leaves it all on the stage. And like, I really started to see him like bloom as a performer, I feel like, in HYYH. And in Wings, it just kind of reached this peak of intensity that I couldn't believe. And seeing that, I see how he's influenced BTS, but especially Jungkook. I feel like Jungkook has, and Jimin took very similar paths in their performance and how they came out of himself, but and how they become performers. But for Jimin, I think it was a lot. He'd been doing like really intense level performances the whole time, right? Like, he'd been dancing for so long.
Yeah.
And Jungkook, who is so naturally shy, I think that he had to learn how to become a natural performer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's always been great. He's always been great at the choreography. His voice is so consistent. He's such a consistent person. But when it came to his, like, him being alone and really giving that performance of himself, I think it was harder for him because of he has to get over his own shyness in order to get there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different thing. Like, you can have down all the technical details. That's fine. But there's other elements.
There's the emotion.
Yeah.
It's so cool that you can see that, that a dancer could make every move perfectly. They could sing every note perfectly. But you can tell how they feel. You can tell how much passion they have and how much they're feeling that dance. You can see the emotions in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I just keep getting thinking about Mazzone now. Like, when RM was dropping that intro persona.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't bring up
I'm just saying,
like, RM for Mazzone. I'm still getting over that intensity.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the power of performance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I felt like Namjoon was going to, like, break the stage. I thought he was going to bring down the whole building with how intense he was.
Dude,
it was wild.
I want to watch a BTS, like, concert with, like, I don't know, a heart monitor or something, like, attached. So I could watch, like, the levels. That would be crazy. Or,
oh, yeah. Not Mazzone. It's like, and this is where the person had the heart attack. Oh, it's wild. But we're supposed to be talking about biases.
I mean, in a way, that's kind of like biases, right?
Right.
I wonder, did we get it right?
We'll have to ask them.
Yeah.
We'll write them a little fan letter
and
say, okay, here's who we said your biases were. We said Jimin's bias was everyone. I mean, it's just what's so fun about them is that we do know so much about their relationships, right? Like, it's not just about them as individuals. It's not just about them in their music and performance. It's also them with each other.
That's very important. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Their interpersonal relationships within the group.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, we're so excited that we get to be their fans and that they're also their fans.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the key. That's what's beautiful. I mean, that's the thing about the OT7. Like, they were dropping them bombs on Break the Silence, right? How they were like, some bands don't even like each other whatever. So
I think that was Yugi was so sassy. He's like, you know, some of these bands don't even really get along. People might think they do, but they don't. And it's like, ooh, shade.
You gotta drop them bombs, man.
Spill that tea, Yugi. And that's true. And like, also, like, I think we were talking about this a little while ago, like, when you watch their early stuff, and they're just sort of, like, really mean to each other, right? They're, like, they're mean like teenage boys are. They're just, like, teasing each other. They're kind of relentless, in its very playful way, you know?
It's funny. They're
playfully mean.
It's almost necessary. Like, they're figuring out each other.
Yeah, and they're, like, they're very young guys who are like stuck in a small room with each other.
Oh yeah.
24/7.
Yeah. Like, have you watched reality TV shows? That's what happens. Like, what happens when we take seven people and stick them in the same room?
Stick them in the same room. They all kill each other. So even if they're being mean to each other, the fact that they're laughing and having a good time at all, and they're not dead, means that they get along really well.
Yeah, it's like they either become brothers or they all kill each other.
I mean, you would, right? Because you're just stuck with each other and you can never get away from each other. They see each other every day of their lives, right?
Yeah.
There's very little privacy in the early days. And like, so obviously they get along. And now when they're around each other, they're just constantly giving each other hard eyes.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh man, you're so cute and talented and wonderful. And I love everything you say. Like, that's how they are. I loved that interview where it was like, they just all were love festing on each other and talking about it. And then J-Hope was like, you know, I really hope that we're with each other until the end of our lives and forever, because I really love you guys. It was like he was proposing marriage to all of them.
Yeah.
And Tae's like, I'm sorry, I can't answer because I'm really crying over what J-Hope just said.
Oh, yeah. Tae was shook.
Really emotional. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, they're so... they're so beyond any conflicts that they've had in the past that they're just like in this, they're just constantly love eyeing on each other all the time. It's so cute.
Yeah.
The relationship's so good.
That's healthy.
Well, it's kind of unique because they are very different.
Yeah.
They're just really different guys. They have different interests. They have different, like when we finally get a mixtape from each of them, we already know, Army knows, these mixtapes are going to be completely dissimilar from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can imagine what Tae's mixtape is like, and it's totally different from what Jungkook's mixtape is going to be like.
Not only that, can we throw out Clown Time?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, I'm hoping for at least one rap track on Tae's mixtape.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. I really hope so. I doubt it.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm putting my wish list together.
I feel so bad for the vocal line in terms of this mixtape thing because, like, who would want to follow Hope World, Mono, August D, D2, like, who, Rapmon? Like, who would want to follow the rap lines mixtapes?
Yeah.
How do you follow that? For your first thing ever?
You got to just have it be your thing. Like, have it.
But I don't think they think about it that way. Yeah, I think they think about it like, I'm doing a mixtape. I'm a member of BTS. And this is what the BTS mixtapes are like. That's so hard.
I think if anything, they have their members to also help them be like, nah, you just do you. You know? Because they're at that level of where they're healthy enough to be like, do you, bro.
And you know? And I've seen all three of them say that over and over again.
Yeah.
Just do it. It's yours. It's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. They say that all the time. And they still don't release them, which means that, like, I don't know. I think that pressure is real.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're trying to hold themselves up to a rap line standard. And that's, like, so high.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like Jungkook. Like, that's all we got to say. Like, he's probably been working on his for, like, 3 years.
He's working on it for, like, 7 years. I'm serious.
Yeah.
He's been producing music for a long time, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
A really long time.
And that's the thing. He's always like, no, it's not ready. It's not perfect or whatever.
It's not perfect.
But...
And you know he's a perfectionist. That's the thing is, like, they are all really, they really admire each other's talents.
Yeah.
They really look up to each other. And that can maybe put a pressure on some of them. Definitely for the mixtapes.
But I think they also, like, support each other, too.
They totally do. It's obvious. It's obvious how they support each other.
Which is nice, because then that kind of relieves pressure.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, it's just a constant, like, back and forth. Like, it must feel a little funny to have Yoongi say, just put out whatever you want.
I know.
Just do it casually. It's okay. When he's August D talking to
you. I know.
You,
he dresses up as the king and he's like, it's all good.
He just
rolls in.
Yeah. Come on now. Right? It's like Min PD, producer of like one of the most prolific producers, songwriters in K-pop, period.
Yeah.
That advice you can only take so far.
Yeah, he's like walking around with like all these trophies in his hands. He's like, I need a bigger room for these. Could I store some of them in here?
See what's in my bag.
I mean, how intimidating would that be? Like, you put some of his producer awards in Jungkook's studio.
That's it, right? Yeah.
Nice prank.
Namjoon's like, just write from your heart, the, like, lyricist of hundreds of songs.
Yeah.
Hundreds of extremely popular songs. Lyrics that are, like, talked about years and years later of just examples of incredible lyricism. And then you want to sit down and write your lyrics. And that's who you have in your head as an example. Yeah, you're screwed. You're just screwed. But I think that it's amazing that they're all ambitious in music.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even though they have, that it would be intimidating, the rap line is encouraging them to write music and think about music and produce music to the point where they all do it. All of the vocal line creates their own music and has music as something that's really important to them and is they're inspired by them. So it's like, not only do they have good friendships, not only have they not murdered each other because they're like, they survived being annoying to each other as teenagers. They support each other in general, but they like look up to each other. They use each other for inspiration. They help each other up when they fall. Like, they're a good, supportive group of friends.
Yeah.
You know? And that's like, knowing that just makes you, it, for me, it relieves a lot of tension. Because like, being famous is hard. And sometimes you worry about them and worry about all the pressures of fame and the pressures of the industry. And it's like, thank God they have each other.
Mm.
I'm so glad that Taehyung has a friend like Jimin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad for Tae. As a fan of Tae, I am so glad that he has Jimin in his life. As a fan of Jungkook, I'm so glad he has Yoongi looking out for him. You know, Yoongi just encouraging him and telling him to not be so hard on himself.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that Yoongi has J-Hope to give him energy and push him forward.
Right? And Jin to be like, do I deserve fame? Or, you know, that thing that Jin said
and
in the soup.
Jin, yes. Jin being like, you're amazing. Such a good friend to Yoongi. And to be his only hung. The person that he can kind of be a baby to. He has Jin. And, you know, that Jungkook has Jin to act like a little brother to him. And the true maknae. I'm really glad that, that Jin can do that.
Yeah. I was just thinking randomly about Suga with Jungkook in Malta, where he's like, today I will teach you to drink.
I will teach you to drink whiskey.
And then he's like, and now you've done it. Goodbye.
And now we've drank whiskey together. Friendship is Irish bomb. Okay, goodbye.
It's just so
I'm tired.
Funny.
Goodbye now.
Find your own way back.
He just drinks with him, gets him lit, and takes off.
I mean, that's true friendship right there.
That's just very Yoongi.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Malta was so fun. I wish she was there the whole time.
I know. So, yeah, we ship all of them. And
we love their relationships.
Yeah.
We ship their relationships.
All of them are amazing.
I mean, they are. They are. There's no bad one. I like that, like, you can see how much they admire each other, how much they influence each other. That's so much fun. It's so much fun to stay in a group that, like, you have all of this history of them kind of building each other up, and then, like, how they've had a really positive effect on each other's members, on the members' lives.
Mm, yeah.
You know? And it's not just one way. It's not just, like, Namjoon's the leader and he's had a general positive effect. So you have six people who all admire Namjoon and got supported by him. It's not. You could say that about any member. There's no member that isn't needed. Every single one of them is indispensable to every single one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's great. Yeah. That I love. I love that Taehyung's best friend is Jimin, but his, you know, number one cohort in crime is Jungkook, and his rap line bias is Yoongi, and his like other Kim brother who treats each other like really like equals is Namjoon.
Not only that, but early days they would get up to some mischievousness.
I mean, I think they would do a lot of mischief.
Go sneak in ice cream and food or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Tae's a good troublemaking companion.
Yeah, good partner in crime, you know?
And he can't get away with it with Jimin, so.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing, because Jimin's like, be good.
Jimin's one of those teacher's pet type people who's always gonna be good and tattle on the children that are bad. He tattles on Tae all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what's great is, like, all of these different relationships that they have with each other. It's great that we can't easily answer that question.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Of who their bias is.
Yeah, because that's the thing. They are learning and growing from every aspect of them, right? Like Jungkook's like, you guys make me begin. Like he's taking pieces and learning from every member.
That's so true. And you can see that. You can see that over time, how much he's been influenced by all six of them.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Ah, so much fun. So who's your bias?
Oh, now at the end of the episode?
Yeah, now let's pick again.
Well, now I'm thinking about Yoongi.
I mean, okay, yeah.
Well, what do you got? No, now it's your turn. Bias. Boom.
Boom.
Now I'm thinking about Jin.
Now I'm thinking about Jimin. Oh, nice. I was just thinking about Jimin and how sweet he is and how it's so hard to say who his bias is because of what good relationships he has with all six of them.
Well, we're just going to have to do more research.
I mean, that's what we do. We,
BTS content.
We just watch as much content as we can get our hands on.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to keep doing that.
All right. Sounds good to me.